The Layover. Written by Ro Horvat. Narrated by John Solo. Author's note. A referendum on banning same-sex unions was held in the Slovak Republic on February 7, 2015. The referendum was initiated by the religious conservative campaign Alliance for Family, Aliancia za Rodinu, aiming to block gay couples from gaining rights in the future. The referendum failed, with only 21.4% of citizens casting a vote. However, at the time this book is being republished in December 2019, there continues to be no legal recognition of same-sex relationships in Slovakia, and same-sex marriage is banned by a constitutional amendment. According to an EU poll, Slovakia has high rates of assault and harassment against LGBT people. The overwhelming majority of LGBT people in Slovakia avoid holding hands with their partner in public for fear of being assaulted, threatened, or harassed. In Scotland, same-sex marriage has been legal since December 2014. Day 1.
I'm stuck, Christy. I'm not going to make it tonight. Through the glass walls of the terminal, I could see the December drizzle outside, glittering in the night lights. My carry-on in one hand, phone in the other, I poked my check-in bag with my sneaker.
"Where are you?"
my friend asked, concern and disappointment clear in her voice. "In Basel. Lufthansa is on strike, so there goes my last connection." I looked around the almost empty terminal with disdain. The cafe by the entrance to the departures hall was closing. A girl in a white dress shirt was stacking folding chairs against the wall. It was late.
"Oh, honey, you must be exhausted."
I was. I left my apartment in Dubai 24 hours ago. My ex-apartment, ex-roommate, ex-job. I put on a fake smile for the invisible crowd and infused some cheer into my hoarse voice. "I'm fine. I'm energized. I'm on the verge of a new era. No airports anymore, no more passengers. I'm going to reclaim my life as soon as I get out of this particular airport." Christina didn't laugh.
"You think you can get a flight to Schweiket tomorrow?"
"I hope so. All the other airlines are working as usual. There might be delays, though. I don't know." There was a queue in front of the airline service desk. I balanced my carry-on on my suitcase and walked the few steps toward the last open shop. Christina sighed into the phone.
"You've sucked as a flight attendant, Andra. You hate people. How you made it work for 8 years still baffles me. I don't blame you for quitting."
Another sigh.
"I still don't get why you're coming back here. It's fucked up."
She was right. I hadn't thought this through. "I'll be fine. I'm not going to offer my life on the altar of gay rights. I just want a fresh start. Quietly. In a corner. Nobody has to know."
"And it has to be right now? When all that's rotten is floating on the surface in this country, it's bad, Andra. Bratislava is swamped with pamphlets. There are marches, demonstrations. You wouldn't believe the backward bullshit they preach in the churches. The Pope himself would be appalled. It's escalating. A couple of guys were attacked on a city night bus last week."
I clenched and unclenched my fist, then reached carefully for a water bottle. The chill running up my arm soothed me. "Christy, stop. I know. I'm not going to get in the middle of that."
"But how, you dumbass? It's everywhere. They have flyers in schools, in doctor's offices. At the entrance of every high-rise in the city, there's a hate speech taped to the wall. It's what everybody talks about. It's what's on the news every night and what every family argues about over dinner. You are going to be in the middle of that, whether you like it or not."
"You sound like there's civil war, for fuck's sake."
She laughed harshly into the phone and cursed.
I switched my hands, holding the phone to my left ear instead so I could pay for the water.
"I'd still rather you didn't come right now. I mean, I'm overjoyed that we'll see each other again, but the referendum is more than 2 months away. It's not war, no. You probably won't get hurt. Nobody will die. But it's heavy, Andra. It's suffocating and scary. The people here, it's not worth it. You shouldn't have to deal with this. You don't owe anything to anyone. If you really want to come back to Slovakia, you could wait until February. Nobody even knows what Peter was to you."
There I had to stop her, because I didn't have any logical arguments. I just had to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?